Thank you for your good preaching.
Everywhere I'm hearing, all your preaching is very good. We are happy.
Yesterday, his Janmadin.
Oh. Yesterday,
he forgot. Said,
oh. Mangalam bhavatu. Mangalam bhavatu.
Mine was the day before.
Be happy here and in Tom's delta world.
Day before yesterday.
But my dakshina.
My heart. I give my heart to you. Dakshi.
My blessing.
Thank you.
Mangalam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu. Krishna bhakti bhavatu sukhi bhavatu.
My birthday was a month ago, Gurudev.
Haridas. One month ago.
Mangalam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu, bhaktir bhavatu, but sikha bhavatu also. Without sikha, not my blessing.
There's no sikha. Barber took it off. I don't know.
I got no hair there.
Barber take it off.
No. I want to see sikha.
You told that you are hearing glory of Tridandi Maharaj preaching because there are so many sannyasi. Only his name is Tridandi. All the Tridandi sannyasi was no name Tridandi, only his Tridandi.
You can get this for my sake.
Oh, thank you for my
website
everywhere in the world. And all are hearing and praising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All are very happy.
I'm just a machine for the Gurudev.
No, but you are doing well.
Yes.
They are sitting in their house hearing my
Harikatha.
Yes.
Gurudev also Sachinandan Prabhu, he is doing a lot of services with website.
Sangha Space.
Huh? He has a very nice computer program where all the devotees can communicate and watch your lectures. Very good program.
But what are you doing now?
He has a job.
Just job.
Where? In
computer
Fresno.
Store.
Fresno.
Fresno, where you landed yesterday.
Fresno.
Fresno. So you are with your wife or not?
No.
Divorced?
She is wanting, yes.
You did some mistake, I think. When I give marriage, then I tell, don't divorce. You should try to follow your duty towards her, and he should also. I think it will be better that still you should
compromise
and be with her and try to satisfy her. You should support her and his children. Any question?
Shri Gurudev, between Bapu and Bani, what is more important?
I have told lakhs
you,
and lakhs.
You ask question maybe for 10 years, let others ask also.
You all likes and likes time I have told.
And she has asked so many questions for last 10 years, next 10 years.
Next 10 years, not last 10 years.
No,
or the next 10 years.
Yeah, next 10 years.
That's the roof of the
Bapu.
Jiva. Bapu and Bani. Bani is better. But with Bapu, Bani with Bani Bapu, oh, more superior. Understand? Bani is better to serve. What Gurudev is telling, you must follow. But if Bani is with Bapu, then oh, Bapu is so high.
So Rupa the Jiva is Nityasiddha Krishna Prema, but still we hear that Guru gives the seed of bhakti.
it is all light.
বলছেন কৃষ্ণের তো স্বরূপ ওখানে, জীবের তো স্বরূপ তো নিত্য সিদ্ধ, তাহলে আর গুরুদেব কি ভক্তিলতা বীজ দিচ্ছেন কি তাহলে?
He gives water,
nourishing,
nourishing, sun, rain. He gives all these things. Good soil.
Without Gurudev mercy, never will sprout.
A bee.
Seed.
Any flower. But if you will not give him
water,
good water, good soil, good sun, it will not
exist.
Even it was in latent state, but Guru is proud of it. Chalo, some car is coming.
Oh,
Miss has it. Let the car go.
खड़े हुए हैं ताकि हम लोग पास हो जाए।
Any question? Oh, how you are doing? Preaching?
Yes, very good. Good day. Yes.
You should preach.
Shri Gurudev, I have a question. We know that Anarpita Chiram Chirat, this shloka, and it's saying that for a long time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this Manjari Bhav. But I was wondering, how has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given this Manjari Bhav? Has he given it only through Goswami's teachings, or has he personally, through his life, showed how he's giving this Unata Ujwala Rasa Sabhakti Sriyam? How is he giving this?
Is he giving directly or through his
associates?
Indirectly.
In both ways. But especially inspired all these things in Rupa Goswami. And he gave openly. And sometimes he is in himself in Manjari Bhav. So in both ways. Especially Rupa Goswami has. And Rupa Goswami has written that you should be smaran Krishna. Remember Krishna. And at the same time, for which service you have greed, also
remember
them also. Like if you have greed to serve Krishna like Siddham Subal, then them. And if like Mother Yashoda Ananda, then. And if gopis, then. In gopis, there are so many gopis. So, to whom you like, that this service is very appropriate for me. In this. If you will do, but first follow Upadeshamrit, then you can ask. Yeah? If you are very engaged in worldly intoxications and everything, totally, in marriage life also, you want that also, you want wealth also, then two desires cannot live in one.
Like two swords, not sword. Possible in one man.
One mind's by energy.
Try to first realize this thing. Two desire cannot opposite. Worldly desire and
transcendental desire.
How is they can?
He cannot.
Then how he can ask? Only to know. So I have no qualification for that, adhikar. So you should realize, give up all your old desires. totally and totally 100%, not 200%. 99 all. And then, to whom? First to Guru. The symptom of bhakti is what? Guru Nishtha. If you have Nishtha for Krishna, for Radhika, for Manjari, anyone, but no Nishtha. If you cannot give your whole self to Gurudev, how you can give your attachment to Krishna? Who will give? Guru is very powerful to take your that and to give in the feet of Radha and Krishna. Chalo. Bhago.
How many rounds you are chanting?
I'm not chanting regular.
Two rounds. Two round daily.
Your name, please?
Angel.
Already Harinam received. Anadi Krishna.
Anadi.
I have given Harinam.
Yes.
But if you will chant 16 rounds, then
every day, not today, not tomorrow, not like this, then.
First practice. You are okay?
Yes.
You are very fortunate to avail or all.
Thank you very much.
So how you are looking after your job?
No, we have business.
I have people.
Oh, look, I say, Kai donor business.
He has his workers.
Sarunanda Prabhu. He helped me when I was a baby. Very wonderful.
Wonderful.
He was a baby.
Yeah, when I was a baby. He looked older than him.
Oh, baby and bhakti.
Oh.
Baby
আরেকবার আসবেন
If I don't get diksha now and I pass away, wouldn't it be better if I get diksha now?
বলছে আমার যদি দীক্ষা খান না হলে যদি মরে যাই তাহলে কি নো হন next life
again
next
you will
life
come and then I will give next life.
Because soul never
dies.
Then if you have so much interest for diksha, then you must chant 16 round every day. Now is sometimes on and off, not even 16, and sometimes not. You are not chanting even constantly, sometimes giving off.
Padad Prabhu, you should come.
No, Stabbadev.
Stabbadev.
Stabbadev, Canada.
Canada, yes.
Krishna,
yes.
Priya.
Padad has come?
No.
Padad used to be here.
No,
he has not come.
Where are you coming?
Your son?
He didn't come here.
You have come alone?
Yesterday you met his wife.
And daughter.
We brought some devotees. He will do drama. The appearance of Mahaprabhu.
Why he appeared.
Why Mahaprabhu appeared.
Very good.
First story.
Yes, selected very good.
From Chaitanya Mangala.
Unfortunately,
you saw it.
Narad Muni wears saffron. This is a dilemma.
It will be one day.
1 hour. Thank you. That's your blessing.
And other days?
How many dramas?
How many dramas?
Gave the drama. What about doing the other day?
Girls have done anything? Girls will do?
Yes. We have three drama plays.
Huh? Two. The girls have two coming.
Oh. When is the first drama?
Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
is Saturday.
Shri Gurudev,
what should be my regard for senior devotees to me that are taking so many good things from your books, but they're not letting others to come to see you, and they're not taking guidance from you personally?
If there is no sadhu sangha, then you can read all these things very good.
Who is the senior devotee? No,
he's telling that how we should respect senior devotees who are reading your books, but they don't allow him or others to come to you.
Is this like Ekalavya?
Why they don't allow?
Like an ISKCON.
ISKCON আপনার বই সকালে পড়ছে, কিন্তু অন্য ভক্তদের বলছে না, তারা আসতেও দিচ্ছে না,
আর নিজেও আসছে না.
ওইটার প্রশ্ন.
They're reading the book?
Yeah.
Who doesn't allow you to come to Gurudev?
No, not for him.
They are very cruel. Very, very cruel.
Any use to try and preach with them?
He used to try and...
No. Is there any use trying to preach
with them? Or the Sangha Prachar Korbo Jigas Karche?
You can do.
But if there is any use to preach with them,
Is there any value in
preaching
with them?
Yeah.
If anyone, they don't want to hear from my disciples, why you will go? Whole world is to preach. You can preach anywhere in this world. If they are knowingly doing this, how can you? We should not try.
So what's the consequences for taking so many good things from you, from your teachings, from your books, but they're disrespecting by not letting others come to you and not actually coming to you themselves and being under your guidance?
Like ISKCON gurus, they read all your books, but they want to preach from your books, but they don't allow anyone to come to you.
What would be the result?
And they don't acknowledge that it's coming from Gurudev.
ওদের গতি কি হবে?
বলছে ওদের গতি কি হবে?
গতি কি হবে? বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ হবে? Understand?
Very bad.
I think he said they're giving some respect, but they're not.
Their disciples should not obey them. They should kick guru like them.
They are telling Gurudev that Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is Mahabhagavat, but don't go to him.
Then he will be Mahabhagavat in one day.
How do you do this, Gurudev? Traveling all over the world, being so strong. You know, I stay with you 1 week in Badger, and for 1 month, I'm so tired. You're traveling all over. This is the most amazing thing.
Gurudev has mother with him, father, doctor, everyone.
Jai Madam Maharaj.
Yeah, Madam Maharaj.
You have good doctor.
And good doctor with you.
I think your body is transcendental, Gurudev.
Not think.
No.
Now, doctors are telling me not to travel so much. So I want to reduce.
You say every year you say this, and every year it seems more.
This year was more. This year was too much. Every year.
We want you to stay and be healthy.
I was very happy to be there.
Oh, we are very happy
you went
also.
To his house.
That was to ask him. And we're hoping next year again. Next year again, you can also come.
They still haven't even changed the room. It's just exactly how you left it. They haven't even gone in there. It's a Tirtha now.
Alachua and Badger every year.
But how Gurudev reduces traveling then?
Yeah. New York.
What about Houston?
New York.
All Houston Canada. Coming next year.
New York next year.
Why?
Alachua is better.
Maybe need one national festival site where everyone else comes.
Very good.
Gurudev, New Jersey next year. New Jersey next year.
Nobody in New Jersey.
Nobody in New Jersey.
We got like 200 devotees. They're all hidden, but they are there.
I told you that from Russia, if he will be nearer, there you should come.
He will come there also.
It's on the way back. Italy is on the way back to Russia from America.
Again, you will come to Italy.
Yeah, it's on the way.
Why you came?
To have your darshan. To hear your guitar.
After Italy, go to Russia again?
I want to keep you with me always, but you are not ready. Why?
He's trying.
I want always that you should always be with me, like me. Like us before. We'll go back to Russia again?
From here, there's Italy? Only 2 days between Badger and Italy, so I have to go directly to Italy.
No, after Italy, you'll go to Russia?
No, I will go to Paris, then England, then Switzerland, then again France, and then back to Russia. And then meet Gurudev in, you go to Ukraine festival, Odessa.
Yeah, yeah.
Odessa.
Yes, Odessa, Odessa.
Then I'll come and meet you in Odessa, Gurudev.
Then when you do Ujjal in the morning?
Yeah, on the way, on the road. And then also...
I want that very soon you should think.
Also, I'm working also with Vishnu Daivat Maharaj. Ah, he's also, yeah. And he has some group of devotees there. And together we try to do everything quickly.
Very soon, quickly. I know that now you have no question. You have finished your course. I'm making a question.
Son, God bless the son. You're about to block the son.
Embodiment of love and affection. No? Anyone likes to be in that place where he will have oh, so much affection and love. In Braj Krishna, all the Sakha from heart they serve Krishna and please Krishna. Especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba and all fatherly, motherlyhood groups give so much love and Krishna always sinking in them. And especially with gopis, he forgets him. Mm-hmm. And tells that I cannot
retire you.
And especially with Radhika. Ashtasakhi and Radhika, mostly. But why he left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and after that so far away
Dharaka.
Without Radhika, without any gop, without Nanda and Yashoda alone, and they are weeping, weeping, fainting, lamenting. They have life or not.
No one can say.
Why? Why this? Krishna is very cruel. Why?
Why he did so?
No. Because you can hear.
First of all, it is told in Shastra that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavana Parityaja Padam Ekam Nagachati. Actually, Krishna never left Vrindavan. He remained there in a concealed way, and he was tasting all of the moods of the Braja Gopis and observing how they were feeling so much separation. But also, it is not cruel for Krishna to cause the his devotees, to cause the Braja Gopis and all the Braja Vasis to sink in the ocean of separation mood, because actually this is the highest ecstasy. It may appear that they are suffering externally, but internally they are tasting the highest nectar, and in that separation mood they're also meeting with Krishna and tasting this mood of meeting with Krishna. And one more thing is that there's one more point I forgot. I'll remember after. I forget the other point.
That's it. You should remember, we will be
other side.
I remember it now.
Now you remember.
Yeah. So, once when Krishna was sitting in Braj, in Prem Sarovar, then Srimati Radhika was sitting on Krishna's lap. And at that time, there was a bumblebee that was flying and going all around her beautiful lotus face, thinking that her lotus face was a lotus flower. And she was trying to make the bumblebee go. So Madhu Mangal saw. And Madhu Mangal, he came and started to chase away the bumblebee. And when he chased it far away, he again came back. And he told to Srimati Radhika,
he will never come.
He said, Madhusudan, I have chased him far away, he'll never return. And Srimati Radhika, thinking that Madhusudana was, because Krishna's name is also Madhusudana, and bumblebee is also called Madhusudana because he takes madhu, honey, from the flowers. So when Srimati Radhika heard the name of Madhusudan, she took this to mean Krishna. And suddenly she became completely overwhelmed in the mood of separation, and she began to weep and to cry and to call out, oh, where is my prana priyatama, my dear most beloved of my life? He has gone. He has gone so far away. And then sitting in Krishna's lap, then she Krishna was observing that Radhika was feeling separation mood, even...
See, we can paint everyone in the lap of Krishna.
Yeah, she fainted in Krishna's lap. And Krishna was observing, and he was trying to tell her, no, I am just here now. I am in front of you. But Radhika was so absorbed in the mood of separation from Krishna that she fainted. So Krishna began to think, oh, just see how high is her mood of separation. It has risen so high now in my pastimes that even when I'm with her personally, I cannot fully console her. So then Krishna began to contemplate that she is more happy when I am in separation mood, because when I am separated from her, she's remembering me so intensively. Everything reminds her of me. And then she becomes completely absorbed in me. And in that mood, she becomes very happy that she is actually meeting me, embracing tamal tree, and everything she sees that is blackish color is reminding her of me. So at that time, Krishna began to contemplate that by leaving Braj and causing her to be in the moods of separation, then she would become most happy. So this is one more reason. And ultimately also, Krishna wanted that the whole world would come to know and realize by hearing the descriptions of her separation moods in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in Brahmara Gita, when she was speaking to the bumblebee, that no other personality can compare in their moods of separation and the depth of their love for Krishna compared to Srimati Radhika.
Very good. And who went to Mathura and Dwaraka, their manifestation of Bhajanan Krishna, Bhajanarandan, yes. Sansandar always in Braj.
And then there are some external reasons also, because Krishna says in Gita, Jeja Yata Mam Prapadyante. So he has to reciprocate with every devotee according to their worship and mood toward him.
So there were also so many devotees of his in Mathura, in Dwarka. And for many reasons, Krishna had to leave Braj to go there to protect his father and mother, also to marry and rescue so many 16,000 queens. And also, Krishna's purpose in coming to this world is to remove the burden of the earth. Yes, and he says that, I come paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. And at that time, there were so many demoniac kings, very powerful military forces on the earth. So Krishna had to also perform baraharana, that taking away the burden of the earth. So there are external reasons and internal reasons, but main reason is to glorify Srimati Radhika's supreme prema and to make the world know that no one else can have this highest prema like Srimati Radhika.
More one thing also, you should know. These are all right. But Krishna also thinks that I'll have to take burden of earth and I will have to fulfill the desire of Vasudeva, Devaki and others, Pandavas also. But when Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev, Krishna and Baldev killing Kamsa and his all brothers associates. Then he gave the kingdom of Mathura to Ugrasen. In other way, Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. Still they have not come. Perhaps Devaki and Vasudev and all Mathura Vasi are telling that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev, not of Nanda. They have brought,
nourished you,
bred up,
taken care of,
they have brought him up.
So you should not go. And then, completing all these things in the evening, anyhow, without telling to Vasudev Devaki, they came both to Nanda Baba, where he was waiting with cord. Then, seeing Nanda Baba began to weep, and both sat on the
lap of Nanda Baba.
Left, right, and then he told us, why you delayed so much? Then Baldev Prabhu told that, oh, here we see that all are telling that you are the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, for both. But Baba, I cannot give up you and you,
Yashoda
Krishna, Mani. Krishna. When I myself, I took birth, but my father, mother, Devaki Vasudev left me. And you have supported me like father. So you are my real father, they are not my father. And if you will take Krishna with you and keep me here, then I will die. I cannot be without Baldev.
Without Krishna.
Without Krishna.
Without Krishna. And Nanda Baba was thinking, now, what should I do? O Baldev, your seven brothers have been killed by Kans.
Six.
And Vasudev are Devaki. Only now have you only one Baldev son. if you will come with me in Braja with Krishna, then they will die and they will think, oh, this is my enemy, that even one son, and he has taken Baldev Prabhu, me. So what should I do? Then Krishna told,
may I say?
Baba, I can tell you one thing, that Baldev cannot be alone, and he should also satisfy his father, but he cannot live without me. So why not I should be only 2 days, 3 days here and satisfying their father, or we will both return back
to Braj.
Then Nanda Baba began to weep bitterly. What should I do? Then Nanda Baba thought that I'll have to accept this anyhow. But how I will go without Krishna? Because I have promised that I will bring him. And Krishna has also promised to gopis, I will come tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Certainly, certainly, certainly. Mm. He has promised 3 times. So, if Krishna has promised, then he should must return. But we see that he has not returned. What is the fact? Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling of very, very that I wanted to tell you.
Mm.
Krishna became 2. Baldev Prabhu became 2.
Nanda Baba 2.
And Nanda and all associates of Vrindavan all became 2, 2, 2, 2.
Who was in
Madhudan? In one Prakash.
Prakosht.
Prakash. Mm-hmm. Krishna and Baldev happily came with
Nanda Baba.
Nanda Baba.
Back to Vrindavan.
And they returned back to Nandagaon. No? But there also they became Nanda Yashoda and all associates of Vrindavan 2, 2, 2. So in one Prakash they were playing always Rash with gopis and everything. Krishna is there. And in one Prakash Nanda Baba came alone weeping. And then he came there. How you can prove that Krishna was there with gopis and Nanda Baba? When Uddhav went to Vrindavan,
he saw both.
And he saw in first glance, oh, Krishna told me that I am very partly here, wholly there. So I am seeing that, oh, Krishna is here, cowherding and all gopis and all
Rajavasis are very happy.
Very happy with Krishna for some time. And after that, this disappeared. So, in one Prakosht, Krishna is there, hidden. And one Prakash, because she has so many
devotees and activities.
Devotees. And they want Krishna. So Krishna had to fulfill their desire also. And that is why. Gaur Prema.
Does this mean you have to also manifest into so many places to satisfy all the devotees?
Yes.
That's why Gurudev is here.
Gurudev, when Akrur, when he was taking... I was going to tell. Yeah. Akrur also saw.
Ah.
Oh, Krishna Baldev one, when he dived in the water, that Baldev and Krishna sat on the chariot. And Krishna Baldev of Vrindavan, they returned.
So, 2 times they returned back, like
this is the when the accrued.
They are always there.
Always.
They cannot leave. They cannot leave.
Okay. Now I am very happy, Gurudev.
Me too. At 7:30, Shripad Madhav Maharaj will give class in the pavilion. All should come at 7:30. And at 10:30.
That has come also, eh?
Yeah.
From Tucson, one the first time we stayed.
Yesterday we saw him.
Ted. Yeah. And he came also. Every time when he comes, he does all the pot washing. Yeah.
And how are Dvaita Chad?
Gorkishodas Babaji.
Don't stop me. He's trying to stop me back here. What kind of guy is this? Gurudev, I love you.
You know, last time it was Father's Day and I didn't get to say Father's Day happy, so today I'm saying happy Father's Day.
It's tomorrow.
Day.
Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
Then I'm ahead of everybody.
They are on tomorrow. It's
Sunday.
Then
we'll do it two more times. Haribo, you're looking great.
Oh, you're looking so strong.
Happy Father's Day. 3 days in advance.
This is it over.
Yes.
Gurudev, are you starting with group of six or nothing?
Everything.
Gurudev, in Hong Kong, I asked you if Madhav Maharaj could give classes on
You've already asked,
Archan.
And he's already doing
so he's
that.
So starting it today?
Yeah, no. I will do after go Annakut.
After Annakut.
Okay.
A picture of you. I have a bed for you.
How are you? Okay?
Sajjan
Sami, no more daddies, only ladies. Daddies went for morning walk, only ladies now.
Macadamia nuts from Hawaii. And this is made of seeds from Hawaii. And then you take me too.
Gurudev, this is Beryl. She just arrived today. It's her first time here with devotees.
From New Zealand or America?
She's from America.
I had that court hearing. I had court hearing. I went to the court.
What?
It's going to be a very long, difficult fight. My brother's so angry. And his lawyer wouldn't even look at me. And my lawyer now, I can't get my lawyer to speak to me.
Why he didn't look at you?
We have to file another petition and if necessary, go to higher court.
Go to Krishna.
Here's the maple syrup from Canada.
Good.
We were so
maple syrup.
Very sweet like you. Thank you so much for
but
coming.
But we've had enough sweet things.
You are so sweet.
You are sweet, Gurudev.
Ramji, no more daddies, only ladies. Daddies on for morning walk.
Daddy.
And his mother?
Priyamji Maharaj is here.
It's only how we fly.
I'm nice and fresh and clean.
Good, feels good to have a shower. Nice one? More than?
Mother's color.
More than mother? Okay.
I was kind of tiptoeing too.
How are you? Okay.
Homeland Security. Lidan Dimaras wants to give some dakshina. I asked him to just come. He's there.
The caller. All time now.